A warm welcome to your online course in the Mirror of Death. Over the next 8 weeks, you'll hear and learn more about the Tibetan Buddhist understanding of death and dying, about the practical wisdom and the sacred inspiration it can offer us today. Perhaps you have signed up for the course out of a general interest in this subject to get a different perspective on death and dying or to feel better prepared or care for someone. Whatever your aspiration or motivation was, looking at the subject is certainly not easy. Death in our society is almost always associated with loss, particularly the loss of hope. According to the Buddhist teachings, living and dying are not separate. Death here is compared to a mirror in which the entire meaning of life is reflected. This course is based on the Tibetan Book of Living and Dying by Sogyal Rinpoche. You may have heard about the book. More than 3 million copies have been printed in 34 languages. The author, Sogyal Rinpoche, is a world-renowned Buddhist teacher from Tibet. He was recognized at an early age as the incarnation of a great master and visionary saint of the 19th century, Tertön Sogyal Lerab Lingpa, a teacher to the 13th Dalai Lama. Sogyal Rinpoche received the traditional training of a Tibetan Lama and studied with many great masters of all schools of Tibetan Buddhism. He also studied comparative religion at the University of Cambridge in England. Rinpoche has been teaching for over 30 years and continues to travel widely in Europe, America, Australia, and Asia. His book is a comprehensive, inspiring, and down-to-earth manual for life and death. You will find it helpful to have a copy of the book to refer to during the course. Now, as you'll start, you'll soon discover that this course is much more than a theoretical account of the Tibetan tradition. It presents practical guidance that brings together essential points you can practice and integrate into your life. How to make friends with mortality and prepare for the moment of death. How to be there for someone who's nearing death with greater confidence, presence, and an open heart. Death in the Buddhist tradition is much more than a medical event. It is a sacred moment. We will hear essential advice on how you can create a peaceful atmosphere for dying and saying goodbye. Then, how you can offer and express your continued love and care to those who have already passed away. The course explores the role of meditation and contemplation. They both can deepen what we have to begin to understand intellectually and carry that understanding from our head to our heart. Good. So how does each week look? Each week has four parts: listening to a teaching, periods of contemplative practice, discussion, and integration. During the week, you can go through the materials in your own time. And also from your own experience, you know that it's difficult to pay attention when your mind is preoccupied with other things, isn't it? So when you sit down in front of your computer, before you start each session, take some time to allow your mind to settle. Take a minute to become present, to connect with your motivation. At the end, when you've finished, again, take a moment to review what you've covered. Write down your reflections, thoughts, open questions. Perhaps you want to keep a journal or notebook for this. This can become your book of insights. This book of insights helps you to track your aha moments, your understandings, so that they don't get lost in the busyness of everyday things. Set some time aside for the contemplations. It can be tempting to skip them, but it's really worthwhile to do them. We can study the teachings on death and impermanence from an intellectual point of view. Their real power, their real benefit, however, only reveals itself to us when we pause. when we take a moment to contemplate and reflect on them. Please each week join the discussion and engage with your fellow students. This deepens what you've studied and makes it more meaningful. The discussion forum is facilitated by an experienced instructor who is also available if you have further questions. Please make use of them. Under the integration icon on the website, on the homepage, you'll find suggested readings and other inspirational or practical things around the topic to support you to engage with the course materials during the week. So now as you start, as you begin to investigate and approach the subject of death and dying, we recommend that you hold your experience, whatever comes up, with kindness, with an open heart, without judgment. It does take courage to look into the mirror of death, yet looking at impermanence can be some of the people we meet in life. At first, we might perceive them as difficult or disturbing, but over time, and on deeper acquaintance, they are far friendlier, far less unnerving than we could have imagined. We hope this course supports and inspires you on your own path and helps you fulfill your own personal goals and aspirations to live your life more fully and be of benefit to others.